Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CultureMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Although every movie is different, most of them tell a single story, but there are exceptions. This week, I'm looking at two new movies that tell a whole bunch of stories somehow tied together. There's a dark comedy with a dog-related plot, and a drama related to a plot of land. The Debt, directed by Barney Elliott. This movie is made up of three or maybe four linked stories that are all set in Peru, and movies mainly in Spanish and English. Oliver, played by Stephen Dorff, is a successful financier who works for a multinational bank. He specializes in vulture funds with debt bonds from distressed economies. His current goal, to corner the market in Peruvian real estate debt. He works with his idealistic local friend, Ricardo, played by Alberto Amon, to snap up debt at deep discounts. But will Ricardo agree to do business that might hurt his own country and its people? At the same time, Maria, played by Elsa Oliveira, is a nurse at a Lima hospital. She's trying to arrange an operation for her mother, who suffers from painful rheumatoid arthritis. But no matter how hard she tries, she can't get surgery scheduled for her mom. So will she have to resort to illegal methods? Meanwhile, in a remote mountainous area, a slick real estate developer named Caravedo, played by Carlos Bardem, is promising the sky to gullible farmers. Health clinics, electricity, telephone. So they're quick to sell, except for one diehard farmer named Florentino, played by Amiel Cayo. He is angry and he'll never, ever give in, he says. And on Florentino's farm is his son, Diego, played by Marco Antonio Ramirez, who is fascinated by the helicopter he sees flying overhead. They're carrying wealthy investors from far away, but they also wreak havoc on his llama, without whom he can't live. Okay, so The Debt is a complex story about debt, both financial and ethical debt. It brings diverse plots together at the end of the movie. It's done in the style of movies like Paul Haggis's Crash, meaning lots of interrelated characters who interact in unexpected ways with unusual results. It also deals with big issues, multinational economies, farmers driven from their man, doing bad things for good reasons, things like that. But it's told in a ponderous way. Lots of guilt, responsibility, betrayal, selfishness, things like that. It's not my favorite type of movie, I gotta say, but it did hold my interest the whole time, and I really liked all the Peruvian actors. Wiener Dog, written and directed by Todd Solondz. This movie also has four stories, but they're told in a linear way, one by one, with a short intermission in the middle, and they're only peripherally connected. They're all set in present-day New York City and the suburbs and towns all around it. Remy, played by Keaton Nigel Cook, is a young boy recovering from chemotherapy. He's a survivor. His rich but uptight parents, played by Tracy Letts and Julie Delpy, buy him a short-haired dachshund at a puppy mill. But what they don't realize is it will open a whole lot of hard-to-answer questions like, do dogs have feelings? What happens if they get sick? Could it die? Why? And why should the dog get spayed? What does it mean getting spayed? And what if she wants to have kids? So his mother is forced to concoct more and more outlandish stories to answer the boy's questions. In the second story, the depressed and friendless Dawn Wiener, played by Greta Gerwig, meets her old teenage crush, the bully Brandon, played by Kieran Culkin. Brandon is passing through town and sees the girl he used to teasingly call Wiener Dog, now with her very own Wiener Dog. So on a whim, she agrees to join him on a mysterious road trip to Ohio. What's in Ohio, she asks. Crystal meth, he tells her. On the way, they meet a band of mariachi hitchhikers, and they end up at Brandon's Down Syndrome brother's house. The third story is about Schmertz, played by Danny DeVito, an over-the-hill scriptwriter who had a hit 17 years ago, but now just a wiener dog to keep him company. He's forced to teach self-centered rich kids at a Manhattan film school. The students all write plotless scripts based on their gender studies relevance, not their stories. But where's the what if? He always asks them. You gotta have a what if. But if he doesn't come up with a what if of his own for his own career, he might end up being fired or worse. Finally, in the last story, we see an angry, depressed grandmother, played by Ellen Burstyn, cared for by another old woman. They never speak, except the occasional request, evict, K-O-pectate. Her new pet, who's a wiener dog, of course, she names Cancer. It just seems appropriate. But she has to come to terms with her own past and precarious future when a visiting granddaughter drops by. Okay, I love Todd Solondz's movies, even the ones that don't quite work. They're all fascinating, funny, and deeply depressing. He creates complex, reflexive stories, often with repeated plot lines. The Wiener family, like Don Wiener, has also appeared in his first movie, Welcome to the Dollhouse, as well as other ones like Palindromes. So if you follow his movies, it's really gratifying to see what happened to all those characters 20 years later. I love his painfully sad comedies, including this one. And Ellen Burstyn especially is fantastic. The Debt and Wiener Dog both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.